金山区2018年初三英语第二学期模拟练习
Part 1 Listening 1. Listening Comprehension A. Listen and choose the right picture. 1. It's great fun to go on a picnic with family members at weekends.
2. Ben and Mary are used to exercising regularly in order to keep healthy.
3. Lantern Festival falls on the 15th day of the first lunar month.
4. As a child, I dreamt of travelling around the world in the future.
5. Keeping a pet dog has a lot of advantages, such as making old people less lonely.
6. To meet the students' needs, there are various hobby groups, including a singing one.
7. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
7. I've heard you're going to fly to Beijing tomorrow.
Oh, I've changed my mind.
What?
I think taking a high-speed train will be cheaper and more comfortable.
Question. How will the woman get to Beijing? I've heard you're going to fly to Beijing tomorrow.
Oh, I've changed my mind.
What?
I think taking a high-speed train will be cheaper and more comfortable.
Question. How will the woman get to Beijing? Eight. Hurry up. It's 12 o'clock.
Don't worry. The film will start in 45 minutes.
Question. When will the film probably start? Hurry up. It's 12 o'clock.
Don't worry. The film will start in 45 minutes.
Question. When will the film probably start? Nine. Excuse me, can I try on that blue shirt?
What size do you wear?
I wear medium.
Okay, here you are. The changing rooms are over there.
Thank you.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
Excuse me, can I try on that blue shirt?
What size do you wear?
I wear medium.
Okay, here you are. The changing rooms are over there.
Thank you.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
Ten. Hi, Lena. Where are you going?
Oh, Tim. I'm going to the hospital to see David.
What happened?
Last night, while he was walking across the street, a car hit him.
Question. Who is in hospital? Hi, Lena. Where are you going?
Oh, Tim. I'm going to the hospital to see David.
What happened?
Last night, while he was walking across the street, a car hit him.
Question. Who is in hospital? Eleven. Is Eric in the classroom?
No, he isn't. He has just left.
Where did he go?
I'm not sure. Maybe he has gone to the reading room.
Question. Where was Eric just now? Is Eric in the classroom?
No, he isn't. He has just left.
Where did he go?
I'm not sure. Maybe he has gone to the reading room.
Question. Where was Eric just now? There is a report about a robbery in Computer World in today's newspaper.
Really? Did the robbers run away at last?
No, it was impossible. They met a traffic jam.
How funny that is!
Question. Why didn't the robbers run away? There is a report about a robbery in Computer World in today's newspaper.
Really? Did the robbers run away at last?
No, it was impossible. They met a traffic jam.
How funny that is!
Question. Why didn't the robbers run away? I'd like to have some chocolate cakes and a glass of orange juice after lunch. Would you like the same?
No, thanks. I'm on a diet.
Question. What does the woman mean? I'd like to have some chocolate cakes and a glass of orange juice after lunch. Would you like the same?
No, thanks. I'm on a diet.
Question. What does the woman mean? Hey, what are you planning to do on New Year's Eve?
Well, I was thinking about having a party.
That's a good idea.
But I don't know whether I can get enough people to come or not.
Question. What is the woman worried about? Hey, what are you planning to do on New Year's Eve?
Well, I was thinking about having a party.
That's a good idea.
But I don't know whether I can get enough people to come or not.
Question. What is the woman worried about?
Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false. Once a young man was travelling by train. It was a long and boring journey. As the train was moving through a large area of wildlands, the passengers looked out of the windows quietly. When the train reached a bend, it slowed down and then a simple house appeared. It was so easy to notice that everybody on the train turned to enjoy with eyes wide open. Some passengers even began to talk about the house. The young man was also attracted by the house. On his return, he got off the train at the nearest station and found his way to the house. Its owner said that he was troubled by the noise of the train. He wanted to sell the house, but nobody would buy it. At last, the young man spent $30,000 on the house. He thought it was a good place for advertisement because it was facing the railway bend. When the train moved slowly past, the passengers would be interested in the house and have plenty of time to look at it. The young man went to several big companies and explained the advantages of placing advertisements on the side of the house. Finally, one company agreed to place some advertisements. The young man was paid $180,000 for 3 years of advertisements. In this world, to discover is the key to success, and it can turn disadvantages into advantages. Once a young man was travelling by train. It was a long and boring journey. As the train was moving through a large area of wildlands, the passengers looked out of the windows quietly. When the train reached a bend, it slowed down and then a simple house appeared. It was so easy to notice that everybody on the train turned to enjoy with eyes wide open. Some passengers even began to talk about the house. The young man was also attracted by the house. On his return, he got off the train at the nearest station and found his way to the house. Its owner said that he was troubled by the noise of the train. He wanted to sell the house, but nobody would buy it. At last, the young man spent $30,000 on the house. He thought it was a good place for advertisement because it was facing the railway bend. When the train moved slowly past, the passengers would be interested in the house and have plenty of time to look at it. The young man went to several big companies and explained the advantages of placing advertisements on the side of the house. Finally, one company agreed to place some advertisements. The young man was paid $180,000 for 3 years of advertisements. In this world, to discover is the key to success, and it can turn disadvantages into advantages.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the table. Winter is really a fun time of the year. It's great to have snowball fights and build snowmen. But you have to know how to be safe while you're out having fun. When it's cold outside and you're not prepared, you can feel uncomfortable. Lucky for you, learning how to stay safe is not difficult. Love those clothes. Wearing thick clothes is the best way to stay warm in the cold. Depending on where you live and how cold it is, some kids may need more clothes, some less. Take that hat. You maybe wear a large overcoat and ready to go, but are you forgetting something? Pull a hat onto your head. You'll stay much warmer with a hat than without one, because body heat escapes right from your head. Drink up. Sounds like advice for hot weather, not cold weather, right? Well, the truth is that it's good advice for both kinds of weather. When you're outside in the cold and breathing hard, your body loses much water through your breath. And the best way to get that water back is to drink up. Take it easy. Sometimes, if you're out having fun, it's easy to forget to pay attention to your body. But if your body temperature drops even 4 or 5 degrees while you're outside, you'll feel terrible. That's why you need to be careful with your body's signals. And if you ever feel weak, those are signs that you have to take it easy indoors for a while. Winter is really a fun time of the year. It's great to have snowball fights and build snowmen. But you have to know how to be safe while you're out having fun. When it's cold outside and you're not prepared, you can feel uncomfortable. Lucky for you, learning how to stay safe is not difficult. Love those clothes. Wearing thick clothes is the best way to stay warm in the cold. Depending on where you live and how cold it is, some kids may need more clothes, some less. Take that hat. You maybe wear a large overcoat and ready to go, but are you forgetting something? Pull a hat onto your head. You'll stay much warmer with a hat than without one, because body heat escapes right from your head. Drink up. Sounds like advice for hot weather, not cold weather, right? Well, the truth is that it's good advice for both kinds of weather. When you're outside in the cold and breathing hard, your body loses much water through your breath. and the best way to get that water back is to drink up. Take it easy. Sometimes, if you're out having fun, it's easy to forget to pay attention to your body. But if your body temperature drops even 4 or 5 degrees while you're outside, you'll feel terrible. That's why you need to be careful with your body's signals. And if you ever feel weak, those are signs that you have to take it easy indoors for a while.